But good afternoon, everyone. We're joined by 7-time NASCAR Cup Series champion Jimmy Johnson and 2-time Formula One champion Fernando Alonso from Sao Paulo, Brazil via Skype. Thank you for joining us, Fernando, and greetings from ISM Raceway here in Phoenix, Arizona.
Hello, hello, everyone. And yeah, we're in Sao Paulo, a little bit far away, but hopefully very soon, I will be with Jimmy and we can share some interesting stuff with all of you.
Awesome. We've got a pretty good crowd here in Phoenix. So for those who are in the media center, if we can please keep the first 10 minutes here to questions related to Fernando and Jimmy's event, and then we have a few more minutes scheduled for Jimmy to just talk other racing matters. To kick it off, Jimmy, can you tell us a little bit about how this all came together?
Yeah, honestly, the January press conference or press day that we had in Charlotte, North Carolina for the NASCAR series is when Fernando and I had a chance to meet and kind of throw this idea into motion. Fernando was coming through on his way to the Rolex 24, and we had a chance to meet, and I think many of you saw the picture and obviously saw Fernando there. And he only had to mention it once. He said, "Hey, man, would you ever want to trade cars?" I'm like, "Heck yeah." So immediately, we started the process with our teams, and it's been a very fun process. Everyone at McLaren has been fantastic. It's been great to watch Formula One with a whole new interest, knowing that I get a chance to drive Fernando's car and go watch the final race in Abu Dhabi 2 weeks, I guess it is, and then have a chance to drive the car in Bahrain. So started in January, and here we are in November finishing it off.
All right, we'll go ahead and open it up for questions here in the media center. We'll come down here to the right.
Zach Danzwetti, kickingthetires.net. Multiple drivers have done similar switches before. Jimmy, do you plan on reaching out to Jeff Gordon or Tony Stewart about their experiences? And Fernando, do you plan on reaching out to Kimi Raikkonen or Lewis Hamilton about his?
Go ahead, Fernando.
Go, Jimmy. Okay. I'm not planning. In Formula One, the guys, we are not the best friends, so we don't talk about all these things. And I will have enough time with Jimmy, obviously, in Abu Dhabi, and I will have some recommendations.
Yeah, I've talked to Jeff myself, and he's been very adamant that I work on my neck muscles. It's something that we don't use a lot in a NASCAR vehicle with our head surround systems. And then my various open-wheel driver friends have all said the same thing. So I look like a complete and total idiot with bands in weird positions trying to work on my neck muscles. And we'll see if my neck will hold on long enough to really get a chance, to run laps and have some fun in that car.
We'll go right over here to Wolfgang in the middle.
Yeah, Wolfgang Munzer from Germany, Rennsport Presse. Hello, Fernando. I'm here in Arizona. Question for you, only one. As you maybe know, that McLaren Technologies is supplying the electronical hardware for the NASCAR race cars, for the Cup cars. Did you already had a chance to talk to McLaren Technologies technicians? And if so, what kind of information is important for you to know about NASCAR racing?
No, I didn't have the chance to talk with them about this. I've been traveling recently to a lot of races, but I will probably have the best information coming from Jimmy, as I said, and some tips and recommendations and with the team. So I'm really curious. Obviously, it's going to be a privilege for me to drive a NASCAR car for the first time and with a legend alongside me. So I'm looking forward. Exciting.
We'll go to Claire down here in front, in the middle, right here. And then over to Bob, then back to Michael.
Claire B. Lang, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. I was so impressed when Tony Stewart and Lewis Hamilton did the swap, and it really was beyond the drivers, it was the teams. They were so proud to show the other form of racing, what they had under the tent. And to watch that was amazing. Fernando, what was your team's reaction to this, and what do you think your team's reaction will be, Jimmy? Because it was so impressive to see how proud they were to show off the technology and what each had.
I think our guys are super excited to go. Obviously, with our long cup schedule, it's difficult to get literally on a plane and fly halfway across the world to go do this. So, we offered it up to a select few. We can't take a huge group over, but some that the schedule just didn't work for their families and being home. But the guys that are going are avid motorsports fans and avid F1 fans, and just really excited to see their equipment, to hopefully come to Abu Dhabi and watch on Friday or Saturday before they have to get back over to Bahrain to set up, for our event on that Monday. So there's a lot of curiosity and I think a lot of respect between the two teams and between the two industries. And we're all kind of curious to see what the other side's about.
Great. We'll come down here to Bob.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. Fernando, what will you be looking for during this test? And are there certain things that you would see that would make you want to race these cars at some point?
Well, the first thing I think is going to be to have fun. I think we all love racing, any type of racing, and to test for the very first time a car of NASCAR, and with the huge following and all the repercussions that NASCAR has in the world of motorsport, for me is just the first thing that I want to experience, and I want to have that opportunity in life, and it's happening now in a couple of weeks' time. So that's the very first thing that I want to do, and to have fun is the first priority. But I think ultimately, I think what you want is to be a better driver in the future. So I'm probably will learn things from the team. I will learn things from Jimmy. Different driving styles, different techniques, different approach of racing, and all of that it will make a better driver for myself. So that's the second thing. And to race in the future, I think first I need to test the car to see how it feels, to see how enjoyable is to drive it. And who knows in the future? I don't have a clear answer to that question.
We'll go to Michael, and then all the way in the back.
Okay. Michael Knight with the Arizona Republic for both of you. As you're anticipating this experience, Jimmy, is one of the things you're really looking forward to exploring just how deep you can utilize the braking systems compared to NASCAR? And Fernando, are you prepared for how early you will have to brake compared to your regular car?
Well, unfortunately, maybe I will have the wrong breaking points, references on my mind. And the first couple of laps, probably it will be interesting to see the difference between the cars and the approach of the lap. But hopefully I can adapt quick enough and maximize a little bit the potential, not at the level of Jimmy or the guys there, but to have a reasonable pace and performance that I can enjoy. But I will be more curious to see Jimmy from the outside breaking for turn one in the first lap.
Yeah, I think we're both going to miss turns, but I'm going to have to put it back in gear and move up to the apex where Fernando stands a chance of just missing the turn altogether. Just an example, like at Watkins Glen, the braking marks start at the 5 for the bus stop. And in the cup car and race conditions, when the brakes get some temperature in them, we're lifting before that 5 marker. And in a Rolex car that I've competed in there, you're down about the 1.5 to the 1. In a Formula One car, I guess they might not even need a lift for that section of the track. So there's a huge difference in the braking. And that's, of course, one thing I just can't wait to experience. And then the high-speed turns, just to feel that much downforce and how light of a vehicle the F1 car is.
Go all the way to the back.
Fernando, sorry guys, in Spanish. Fernando, Carlos Torres de Marca. Buenas tardes. ¿Por qué aprovechar este reto de subirte a un carro NASCAR? Y si alguna vez considerarías en el futuro correr oficialmente en esta categoría, como ya lo hiciste en Indy, aquí en los Estados Unidos.
Bueno, probar por la sensación de probar un coche nuevo, de tener una sensación nueva, de ser mejor piloto quizás con la nueva filosofía o cómo afronten la manera de conducir un coche NASCAR. y plantearme correr algún día, pues no, no lo tengo ahora en la mente porque son categorías demasiado diferentes. Pero bueno, primero voy a probarlo, disfrutar y quién sabe en el futuro.
We'll stay in the back and go to John in the white shirt. And then we'll go to Reed and Chase.
John Harver on ESPN Albuquerque. For both of you guys, is there any curiosity among your colleagues? So for Jimmy, are there any other drivers in the garage that want to hear about this experience after it's done? And the same thing for you, Fernando. Are there any F1 drivers that want to know what it's like to drive a stock car?
Yeah, my friends are all pretty jealous. You can imagine what Clint Bowyer had to say. You know, anybody in motorsports wonders what the other vehicle can do and what it's like. And I'm sure on the Formula One side, there's curiosity as well. So, you know, our guys are pumped and looking forward to it. I've had family members claiming they're going to stole away in the container, and they didn't realize the container left a long time ago. So, you know, it's going to be a fun day, and I can't wait to come back and see everybody and tell them about it. I know when Jeff and Tony both did it, I was very drawn to watching the TV piece and then asking them questions after.
And you, Fernando?
Yeah, more or less the same here. From the day we posted the first video, there have been a lot of curiosity and a lot of questions, you know, from my colleagues here, all the drivers, the teams, mechanics that I find here in the paddock, and especially the fans, you know, not only here at the races, also in the social media, you know, there were a lot of questions and a lot of interest about this exchange. And, you know, I think the whole people of motorsport, they are curious to see what is going to happen. And obviously a lot of questions how they can follow the event that you will know very soon.
And Fernando, obviously this is a great opportunity to cross promote the two pinnacles of motorsport. Just what is the, I guess, what do people think of NASCAR outside of America? What is it like in Europe? What do people think of when they think NASCAR?
I think we have a lot of respect for NASCAR. We are not probably into the details of the races and the regulations and all these, obviously the playoffs and all these things that maybe we are not up to date, but we see NASCAR as a top of motorsport in US, and that means a lot, you know. And some iconic races that you have in the calendar, which is really intense, a lot of races into the year. And yeah, we see NASCAR as not in every detail and on the regulations, but with a lot of attention, you know. And we are all aware that in motorsport is one of the top categories, and legends like Jimmy, they are made there in NASCAR.
We'll go to Reed and then Chase.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. Jimmy, is it a current road course car that's going over there, and what were the logistics of actually getting the car to Bahrain?
Yeah, it is. It's our backup car from the Roval event. The way the timing worked out, it worked out well. We figured we'd have a road course car freshly prepped and ready to go. We kicked around other dates and where we were going to swap cars, and somewhere in the U.S., the opportunity in Bahrain developed and just made a lot of sense. And obviously, it's just something really different. That was of importance to me. You know, let's do something different, and let's truly get time in each other's cars. I think the other swaps have been pretty limited on laps, and Fernando wants to get in there and run laps, and I want that same opportunity in his car. So things kind of, you know, came together through the summer months. Immediately after the Roval race, we needed to get the container packed and put that on a ship, and the ship has arrived in Dubai. There's a few more stops that it needs to make, but it should arrive in Bahrain probably a week before the event takes place, and will be transferred over to the racetrack, and then our guys will get there probably a day or two in advance and start unpacking, unloading, getting the pit stall set up, and, you know, everything up and running. And then it's got to come all the way back, obviously, after that. Unless, Fernando, do you think I could load that F1 car in the container and you can keep the NASCAR vehicle?
No problem for me, but sorry. Jimmy, do you know the track? Do you know Bahrain? You play on the game, something?
I have it downloaded on my phone, so I've been playing on my phone and then also on PlayStation, so I'm trying to get laps.
That's
And unfortunately, we have to let Fernando go now. So thank you, Fernando, for joining us. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Jimmy, if you could hang for a few minutes, I think some others might have some questions for you.
See you, everyone. Thank you.
All right. We'll go ahead and open it up for a few questions with Jimmy. Chase, did you have a question?
Yeah, I did. Okay. Chase Wilhelm, NASCAR.com. Jimmy, what went into choosing Bahrain as the site to make this ride swap? Was it logistical? Is it like one of Fernando's favorite tracks? What went into that?
We were looking at a few places here. We looked at the Brickyard. We looked at Homestead and... We looked at Charlotte. We looked at a few different places, but obviously their equipment's on the run all the time. So trying to understand where their equipment would be in North America between the Austin race or something in Canada or something around Mexico City. And when all of that started coming together, we wouldn't necessarily have equipment ready on our side. So we just kind of ran into a few snags, and it felt like it wasn't going to work right. And when Zach Brown from McLaren mentioned Bahrain, I believe one of the investors in McLaren owns the Bahrain track, so it just made sense to go there. We kicked around the idea of doing it in Abu Dhabi the Monday after the race, but I guess there's a test session for their industry on Tuesday, Wednesday, and logistics of that weren't working out too well. And Bahrain isn't all that far away in the scheme of things. They have their own test teams and are sending their test equipment over there. And it just kind of works out. So, and another piece to it too, I just want to do something different than what had been done in the past. I think Jeff and Tony both had great opportunities. They're unique experiences, very cool racetracks. And I just wanted to kind of have my own twist on it as well. And with Fernando's desire to run a lot of laps and not just a lap or a handful of laps, this opportunity really made the most sense.
Great. We'll go over to Wolfgang, Bob, and then Lee, did you have a final question too? We'll wrap up with Lee.
Okay, Jimmy, you and Fernando said it's a fun thing, it's priority. Nevertheless, I think you will be prepared before you step in the real thing. Did you already try a simulator? And if not, before you travel to Bahrain, will you do so, trying a Formula One simulator?
Yes, I have not been in a simulator for an open-wheel car yet. But after Homestead concludes, Monday we fly to London. I'm going to be in their simulator at Bahrain, getting some laps, so I can just figure out how to leave the garage area for starters, I guess. So just a lot of new things going on there, and the simulator will really be able to help me with that, learn the flow of the track, the braking marks, and all that stuff. So I'm excited to spend the day at McLaren. I need to be fitted for a seat as well, so that'll take place. And then we have some days to burn, and I've never been to the Middle East. So my family and I were going to travel around and explore and then make our way to Abu Dhabi on Saturday to watch qualifying and watch their race weekend. And then late Sunday night, move to Bahrain.
Bob?
Bob Pockris, ESPN. I might be blindsiding you with this, so I apologize, but both NASCAR and ISC just announced that that NASCAR has offered to buy out the shareholders of ISC who aren't members of the France family and merge it into one privately held company. So I'm curious if... I know that's a lot to digest if you hadn't heard it.
That's changing gears, too.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
What would you think if the sanctioning body also owned racetracks, and what could that do for the sport?
So that has been announced?
It's been announced that they've given an offer.
It's up to shareholders it's up to ISC to do some research and explain it to their shareholders, and that would have to be approved by the non-France family shareholders of ISC for it to go through.
That's a lot to process. Yeah. But I initial reaction think that could eventually lead to flexibility for a schedule, event dates. We've all kicked around so many ideas. Do you shorten the schedule? Do you have weekday races? Do you? There's all these questions. And I think that unity and that collaboration or those two entities combined would would be a step in that direction, I would think. You know, it would hopefully open those doors to let those conversations really, really happen and progress be made. Pure speculation, of course, on my part, but that's where my first thoughts go. Thank
you. Lee, we'll wrap with you.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. Just curious if you've selected what partners in crime from Hendrick Motorsports you'll take along for this venture.
Yes, and we had to get passports and everybody locked in. So Alan Gustafson's going to go and crew chief for us. Chad has put in a ton of time and effort and work on the project, but with the new baby and the end of year when it falls, he's choosing to stay back and stay home. And then we have offered it up through the 48 kind of side initially. And honestly, it's taken a few twists and turns with people that can and can't go. So I don't know everybody specifically that's going, but Alan Gustafson will be the one kind of calling the shots over there for us.